Does this look like anything that you had at your house? What's it look like? What's it look a little bit like? What's it part of?
A tree.
A Christmas tree, maybe? Yeah? Yeah. Do you have this kind of tree?
Mm-mm.
No, the kind where the leaves die and fall off. We don't have that kind. We have this kind, don't we? Do you think that when Jesus was a little kid, he had a Christmas tree in his house? I don't know. Yeah, yeah. It's kind of a hard question, isn't it? I don't think he did, because we don't think Christmas trees were used for a long, 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 long time. Okay? In Germany, they were bringing trees like this into the house, branches and trees like this into the house, because even in the winter when everything looked dead, like these old brown leaves, the evergreen trees, that's what this is called, these are called needles. These are leaves and these are needles. The needles stayed green even in the cold, dead winter. And they thought that this was a beautiful sign of life, because these stayed green and looked alive all through the winter. So they would bring these branches and these trees into their homes in the winter. And eventually, people decided that we would celebrate Jesus' birthday on December 25th. We don't really know when he was born, but we all agreed that that would be a good day to celebrate it. And we have these Christmas trees because our German ancestors said, oh, that's a beautiful thing to have in the house in the winter. And is there anything on your Christmas tree that reminds you of the story when Jesus was born? Are there like angels or stars or anything like that? Do you see any of those on your tree?
I got my present got an angel.
On it? Well, yeah. That's cool, isn't it? It had an angel on it?
Mm-hmm. And I put it on my tree.
Very good, very good. It was an ornament, an angel ornament. We have those on our trees to remind us. And some trees have a star or an angel on the top to remind us of when Jesus was born. Remember the story we told about the angels and the star and everything?
Mm-hmm.
Those remind us of when Jesus was born. So we have this tree alive to remind us that we get to live forever with Jesus. Even when things look like they're dead, we can remember that we get to live forever with Jesus. All right? Anything else happen? Was Christmas pretty fun at your house?
Presents.
Lots of presents? Yeah. Anything special?
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. Okay. It's kind of hard being the only kid up here, but I thank you for coming up. Do you need another Play-Doh to work with this morning?
Mm-hmm.
Would that be good? There won't be Sunday school. You're going to sit with Grandma today. Do you want a Play-Doh?
Mm-mm.
No? Okay. Okay. Can we say a prayer? Can we say a prayer? Holy God, we thank you for this beautiful child. We thank you for all our children. We ask that you watch over them, keep them safe and healthy and strong. Keep them growing in love for you. Keep them growing in love for all of your children everywhere. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for coming up. Please, would you pray with me? O God of promises, God of steadfast love, we lean on you in good times and bad, lean and plenty. We remember that all good gifts come from you, and we sing your praises. Help us to sing out loud so the world will know. Jesus, you came as promised. Thank you. You taught us and healed us. Thank you. You showed us how to live forgiveness, compassion, and peace. Help us to live as you live. Help us prepare our hearts and our lives for your kingdom, that we may love as you loved. Spirit, holy breath, blow through us. Change our hearts, our homes, our communities, our world. Make us caring, make us peaceful, make us yours. We pray all this and the silent prayers of our hearts in the name of Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Temple. From Luke 2, verses 36 to 40. There was also a prophet, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was of great age, having lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, then is a widow to the age of 84. She never left the temple, but worshiped there with fasting and prayer night and day. At that moment she came and began to praise God and to speak about the child to all who were looking for the redemption of Jerusalem. When they had finished everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. Here ends the reading from the second chapter of Luke. My message this day is called Speaking Out. Professor Thomas G. Long of the Candler School of Theology calls the beginning of Luke a metaphorical retirement home. It began with the old priest, Zechariah. The angel Gabriel appeared to him and told him his elderly wife Elizabeth would give birth to a son with the spirit and power of Elijah. That would be the one we call John the Baptist. Then we meet the old man Simeon, who was described as righteous and devout. God had promised Simeon he would live to see the Lord's Messiah, the consolation of Israel. Indeed, Simeon hurried to the temple just to see the baby Jesus when his parents brought him in for dedication and circumcision. Next is today's reading, the prophet Anna. She had been widowed young, then lived in the temple, fasting and praying into her 80s. And all these folks had the same reaction. They sang God's praise. Zechariah and Elizabeth had been denied the most routine of blessings. In a world where God's favor was counted in the number of your sons, they had never had a child. Still, they were faithful, described as righteous and blameless. Though old Zechariah suspected the angel was nuts when told old Elizabeth would have a son, the birth of John made Zechariah sing God's praise. "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel," he sang, "for he has looked favorably on his people and redeemed them. He has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spoke through the mouth of his holy prophets from of old, that we would be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us. Thus he has shown the mercy promised to our ancestors and has remembered his holy covenant, the oath that he swore to our ancestor Abraham, to grant us that we, being rescued from the hands of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all our days. And you, child," he said to his son, "will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people by the forgiveness of their sins. By the tender mercy of our God, the dawn from on high will break upon us to give light to those who sit in darkness, and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet in the ways of peace." So said Zechariah. The old priest Zechariah had never lost hope, never given up on God's promises. Even though they had never been blessed with a child, they sang God's praises. They were confident of God's love. And their reaction to the gift of John was, of course, to sing God's praises yet again. No one who heard them would doubt what an awesome God they served. How about you? Then came the birth of Jesus, all those angels praising God, declaring peace on earth, goodwill to all people. The baby was presented at the temple in Jerusalem, and old Simeon rushed in to see his dream come true. The promised Messiah had arrived. Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Master, now you are dismissing your servant in peace, according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel." Simeon was an old man. All the aches and disabilities of old age without painkillers, bifocals, or cataract surgery. His people were threatened and abused daily by an occupying army. Still, he never lost hope, never resigned. For all to hear across Jerusalem down through the centuries, Simeon sang God's praises. How about you? Finally, today's prophet, Anna, called Hannah in Greek. Anna saw the newborn child. Anna's husband died just 7 years into their marriage. A young widow, vulnerable, dependent on the kindness of relatives, her culture valued fresh, young women. Anna never remarried. Instead, she dedicated her life to God, nothing else. She never left the temple. She fasted. She prayed. Anna praised God. Then this baby arrived, and she was drawn like a magnet. Luke said, at that moment she came and began to praise God and to speak about the child to all who were looking for the redemption of Jerusalem. How about you? They blessed these new babies. They sang God's praises so loudly and emphatically we hear them thousands of years later. We may think today's world is hopeless, lost in hatred and violence. God is powerless. God must have left us to our own defenses. Not Zechariah, Elizabeth, Simeon, and Anna. They hummed while they worked. No matter the oppression, abuse, and despair in the world, they sang of steadfast love. No matter the forecast, they lifted their faces toward the heavens. They kept the faith. How about you? Almost 30 years ago, 73-year-old Morris Weiser was interviewed by the New York Times in his Chasm Sofer Synagogue on Manhattan's Lower East Side. As the ceiling crumbled at the touch of his cane, he feared the whole thing would collapse on the Rosh Hashanah worship. The retired butcher had lost 7 brothers and 4 sisters during World War II. One of the few survivors of a Polish concentration camp, Weiser had reason to be cynical about humanity and the future. The neighborhood had deteriorated. They had no rabbi. Most of the members had moved away. Yet Weiser told the Times, one day, there'll be a lot of Jews here. Today, his son Eugene serves as the congregation president. The building has been beautifully renovated, and their rabbi leads services every day. It is known in the neighborhood as the shul where everyone is welcome. Just as Weiser had predicted, there are, in fact, a lot of Jews there. Feeling the pounding as legions of Roman soldiers marched through, or burying your husband at 25, or facing old age without a child, our ancestors kept the faith. They could not really imagine how the Creator would dig through our rubble to bring joy, hope, and new life. Still, they absolutely knew they worked for that kind of God. They kept serving and kept the faith. Everything in their songs came true. John indeed called for repentance and baptized the forgiven, preparing the way of the Lord. Israel was consoled. The Gentiles received the light, and a mighty Savior rose to the heavens. We can peer through our glass dimly. We can trust human words and bleak, dire predictions. Or we can follow their examples. Those old folks who trusted, who leaned into the promises of God no matter what. As the psalm sang, kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all rulers of the earth, young men and women alike, old and young together, let them praise the name of the Lord, whose name alone is exalted, whose glory is above earth and heaven. Praise the Lord. Amen. You are the bearers of glad tidings. Go into the world and spread the good news. Go in peace.